From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Two drug busts in separate incidents on the Eureka waterfront. Earlier this week, officials came upon 25-year-old Thomas Applewhite of Eureka in a greenbelt near Waterfront Drive and the Samoa Bridge. He was found with a knife, heroin, and methamphetamine, violations of his probation. The next day, police contacted 45-year-old Peter Krolicki of Eureka, who was on probation. He was found to have methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia on him. Both were taken to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Humboldt County First District Supervisor Rex Bone says he and his counterparts are trying to arrange to have PG&E officials talk about the county's energy infrastructure and why the utility hasn't equipped the county to function on independent power when necessary. Bone says plans are still in the works in part because Humboldt's not the only county making such a request. According to the Redwood Times, a letter sent to the utility reads in part, "One of the biggest questions this county has is why PG&E didn't put a plan in place to develop a dedicated grid for Humboldt County when the new power plant was being installed." California Department of Motor Vehicles alerting customers to the Eureka field office and the fact that it's changing locations later this month. The current office at 322 West 15th Street is closing at noon Friday, November 15th. A temporary office will open at 9 a.m. Wednesday, November 20th at Bayshore Mall on Broadway, while the DMV looks for a permanent office location. The Eureka field office currently opens at 7 a.m. every weekday except Wednesday. With the new location, the office will open at 8 a.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. It will continue to open at 9 a.m. on Wednesday and close at 5 p.m. each day. Lake Chesapeake is hosting the Bigfoot Zombie Apocalypse Scavenger Hunt on Wednesday, November 13th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The scavenger hunt begins in the quad, where students will be given a map leading them to seven campus departments and offices. Each will highlight their services and resources and hand out preparedness-related gear such as a solar lantern, paracord bracelet, and water purification tablets. The 24th annual Blessing of the Fleet happens on Thanksgiving morning at 10 a.m. at the Harbor Overlook on the corner of Trinity and Edward Streets in Trinidad. All are welcome. It's an opportunity for the community to come together and bless the fishermen, fishing families, and Coast Guard of the community and their efforts to provide safety on the ocean. Each year, the Trinidad School fourth grade students draw pictures of fishing boats and write poems to honor the fishermen, one drawing used for next year's poster. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.